Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, it is really good to be in the studio today, and we are with Dexter Williams with Slingshot Spa City. And now, Dexter, do you remember being a little boy? Did you ever make a slingshot?
I did.
Okay, like a bicycle inner tube and a stick or something like that?
No, I didn't make it. You know what? Maybe I didn't. I don't say I didn't make it, but I bought a slingshot.
You had one. See, I'm older.
Yeah.
From the other, but that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about those slingshots.
Right? No, of course not.
No, we're talking about listening audience. Have you seen those slick looking 3-wheel vehicles?
Right.
Now the 1-wheel is in the back, correct?
Right.
All right. Now that's what we're talking about, slingshots.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
All right.
Slingshot, Polaris motors.
Yeah.
Get up and go, slingshots.
Just open air.
That's right.
Fun is what we're talking about. So the business is all about renting these so you can enjoy Spa City like nothing else. This is a really unique vehicle.
Right. It's our take on a fun time in the city. We're bringing this unique perspective on fun down here. We didn't have other cities. They offer like the scooters and the lime bikes or whatever, just so to say. But we're bringing our slingshots down here and giving the public a chance to enjoy.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. I do like to always mention when our guests are from Arkansas, folks. We have another Arkansan in the studio today. Grew up in Little Rock, I think you said.
I grew up in Little Rock. Right.
But you know what, Dexter? The tourism capital of Arkansas. That happens to be Hot Springs.
Right. I learned that when I moved here, but yeah.
Man, yeah. Course, yeah. So here we are, and we have these now people who are listening, okay? Let's say this is the I'm someone here in Hot Springs. I've been here for a long time. Tell me the draw. What would make me enjoy this thing? What is it all about?
It's about just reaching out and touching the air, touching the sky. It's like it gives you a chance to totally be free. If you ever ridden one of these things, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It gives you a chance to get out, enjoy some time with, you know, you and a loved one, or you and somebody you would like to get to know and enjoy time with. It's just a two-seater, and you get out and you cruise this town in these, and it's you know, I've rode bikes, I've rode trikes, I rode spiders. This is truly a unique experience because of the smoothness of the ride. It rides like a vehicle, like a car, regular car, and It's just a great time. It's just a good time. It's just an opportunity to get out and enjoy the city and cruise the city in a unique way.
Yeah, and you know, I also rode motorcycles. I love the open air.
Right.
But for people who say, "Oh man, I can't do a motorcycle." Now this is driving like a vehicle, though. You said.
Right. This is
no special training.
No special training. Regular driver's license.
Yep.
No special training or.
There's no certification they got to have.
No certification needed.
You okay. Get out, all right.
You come in and with your regular driver's license, as long as it's valid, and you're able to enjoy one of these vehicles.
Okay, so it is fall. Man, we got beautiful. Here's a great day today. Beautiful, beautiful day.
Right.
Hop in one of these things, cruise around. Don't avoid the tourist areas with one of these things. Come on down to the tourist areas.
Right, of course.
The mountains, the downtown strip. And you said it's a two-seater.
Right.
Okay. Two-seater. So you we're talking to a lady outside. Right. If you got a bunch of grandkids, you got to pick one.
Pick your favorite one and go for it. Good luck with that, but yeah. Pick your favorite one and go for it.
So I was outside. Dexter Williams with a slingshot Spa City pulls up in this slick black and red vehicle. It's unlike anything else you see on the road.
Right.
And man, you were just living the life, huh?
Right.
Wind blowing through your hair.
Right. If I had some, it definitely would be blowing through it. I don't have that. I don't have that affliction no more to have hair to worry about. But the wind blowing. The wind blowing
nice.
Through your hair. Enjoy the town. Enjoy the scenery.
Yeah.
Get it on a great day or a great night. It's an unbelievable ride.
Yeah.
Unbelievable experience.
Yeah. How many vehicles like this do you have for that are ready to rent out?
We have 18 vehicles at our disposal.
Whoa.
That are ready to rent at any time.
Wow.
We do own another property, Big Rock Rentals, another business, the same business, but we have a separate entity in Little Rock.
I see.
Big Rock Rentals that we, you know, that we share.
It's yeah, the vehicles can yeah, right, we can rotate.
If you go online, it's fine. When you like it, either site, we can get the vehicle here for you
yeah.
within the day. If you want to rent whatever you like, we have different ones to choose from: stick shifts, automatic transmissions.
Yeah,
and we have black and red, like you mentioned. The one I have aside, white, green, lime just green,
sharp,
yeah,
man.
Just as
sharp.
Any color you can choose, any what you want, top, no top, whatever you.
Okay. So that top does come off easily?
No, those tops don't come off. But we have ones with no cage. So that one has the metal cage. On
oh,
top,
I
but
see.
We have them just convertible with nothing.
No, I got you. Okay, I got you. Okay. Now you mentioned the website. Let's talk about that. What is the website?
Slingshotspacity.com.
Okay, all together, no spaces.
No spaces.
Slingshotspacity.com. Easy enough. I was taking a look at that.
Okay.
It's a great website, first of all. It's very easy.
Right.
And one of the interesting things on there are customer comments.
Okay.
Because I can hear what you say about the business, but let me see what someone who's rented one of these before. And sure, people are loving these things.
Right.
Slingshotspacity.com. Go to that website, folks, and read some of those comments, because if you're on the line or you're like, this sounds like fun, or I just don't know, well, read what some other folks have written.
Right.
It's on the website right there. Now, speaking of the website, though, is that where can I rent there on the website, or do I call in, or?
You actually can do both.
Oh, okay.
You can rent from the website and go online and book directly on the website.
Yeah.
It takes 4 or 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
You could book whatever device, whatever vehicle you would like to, you know, book. It's nothing. It's 1, 2, okay. Easy, 1, 2, 3. We try to make it very user friendly.
Yeah.
Or you could call in and have us book, or you could come in into the shop personally, and we'll book you right there on the spot.
Okay, which brings up another question.
Okay.
Let's say I rent one. I'm online. Do I then hop in my car and drive to your location to get that vehicle?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
When you book, we have a storefront, 415 Sumner Road, Summer Street. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right in the heart of Hot Springs, right off of Albert Pike.
Yeah.
And you come right up to us after you booked whatever time slot you have. Come right in the office. You sign a form or two, and we have you at the door in no time.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And you said right there in the heart of. You're not far from your storefront to being right downtown Hot Springs.
Right.
Cruise the strip, hit the mountain roads,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Of course, right.
What a fun. Now, you've been with the business how long now?
This is a family business.
Oh, it is? Okay.
So, yeah, these are essentially my parents running the business, that own the business.
Okay.
I run the shop here in Hot Springs.
I see.
They handle things in Little Rock.
Oh, I see.
But so when you call in, you're getting us.
Okay.
If you ever call in, you're getting my mom.
I love that. I love that.
You're getting us at any time, and that's what makes us unique. You're really getting us. It's not a corporate. Normally, you see something of this magnitude or the kind of business of this type or this magnitude, and it's more corporate.
Mm-hmm.
But you're getting us. This is a mom and pop operation.
This is some of our Arkansas family.
Right. That's it.
That's fantastic. It. I love it. I love it. Now, earlier we were talking about Joe Frazier. Now, is he the manager here in Hot Springs?
No, he's the owner. He owns.
Oh, that's the owner.
He's the owner.
Now, folks, it's not Smoking Joe.
No, it's not Smoking Joe Frazier.
Okay, that's
I've never seen his left hook, but I'm not looking
to
see it. It's not Smoking Joe.
But you still want to be careful.
Yeah,
just
right,
in case.
Right, right. Just watch how you approach him.
But yeah. Okay, so he's the owner of the shebang,
the whole shebang.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Gotcha. We'll make sure he won the boxing legend. Dexter Williams, you're here in Hot Springs?
I'm here in Hot Springs.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Now, and where are your parents? They're in Hot Springs or the Little Rock?
They're in Little Rock.
Okay. But do they handle all the reservations?
No. They typically, we have a number that you call for Slingshot Spot City.
Yeah.
When you call, you typically get them from Hot Springs. I don't answer any phone calls. So if you're calling to reserve anything, you're not going to get me.
I see.
If you come into the shop to the physical address, to our physical brick and mortar location here in Hot Springs, you're only going to see me 9 times out of 10.
Okay, I got you. I see.
Because they live in Little Rock, they run the Little Rock.
Yeah,
location,
sure.
Tune in to Checked Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast, every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
All right, now what about, there's an age limitation.
Right.
obviously you got to. It's not 16. Now that's a car.
It's not 16.
15.
Right.
No.
The state deems you eligible to drive at 16.
And that's scary.
Yeah,
but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, we're gonna put you on behind the wheel of one of these slingshots at 16.
No. Yeah, what's the age though?
The age is 21.
You have 21.
To be 21. Right.
There you go.
To drive with us, that's what our insurance will carry.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So I'm 21 to 100.
21. I had an 84-year-old on 2 weeks ago, and I just topped that 87. Booked the ride.
Come on.
Tomorrow.
That's fantastic.
87 for our birthday.
Okay, I got to take a time out right here because Mom and Dad, did you hear that? You're eligible. You're fine. Right. You're in there, Mom and
that's
Dad.
That's right.
Let's go.
On.
Let's go.
Come on.
It sounds like, hey, if I'm going to take, let's say it's anniversary time, you can impress your date if you line something up.
Of course, yeah. Come on out. You know, it's just something unique to do, you know.
It doesn't have to be a special occasion, though.
Right, it doesn't. Yeah.
Get out of the house.
Right.
Enjoy the fall. By the way, the foliage is beautiful right now.
Right, it is, yeah. It's been some times where I've riding down Central through Bathhouse Row, and I'm getting leaves just falling and tripping down.
Yeah. Just like a magical.
Yeah, just like, yeah. Disney couldn't draw it any better. It's just, they just trickled down.
So you're saying you feel like a Disney princess riding through that?
I didn't say it, but I like the way you're going. Me and you are here. I like the
way. Oh, that's good. No, it is. The back to the vehicle itself.
Okay.
You say you have automatic, and, you know, I don't know if the younger generation knows standard.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's fun to drive standard.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. It's kind of a lost art, I think.
Like curse of writing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, curse of writing is definitely a lost art. I don't know what's going on with this.
But you have automatic or standard.
We do have both options.
All right. So I'm trying to think, if someone's nervous, what are they nervous about? Have you dealt with some of this?
If they're nervous?
Yeah, if they're nervous, is it like they've never driven one? What are they talking to you about?
Everybody thinks you have to have a special license. I get that question
every
time. Is it like a motorcycle? Do you have to have a special license? No, this is like driving a Corvette. This is like driving a nice performance vehicle.
Okay.
It's no special training involved. You get in, it's a steering wheel. You're not going to, after I give it 20 minutes, you're going to feel like you're just in a regular car,
a
high performance car. But it doesn't have a motorcycle feel to it.
No, but because again, it's got the two wheels in the front.
Right.
Now there are three wheel vehicles with a one wheel in the front.
Right.
Is that right?
There are. You can have some bikes, and I believe you can have tricycles with the. Motorized tricycles or trikes with the two wheels in the front and the one in the back.
I got you. But this one definitely drives like a nice vehicle. Yeah, just
right.
A car.
Right.
Okay, so, and again, I'm trying to think of what the listening audience is going, I kind of want to try that, but I'm nervous. What about, have you ever had, okay, let's talk about this. What if the weather goofs up on somebody? Because it's open air.
Great vehicle. Question.
Okay.
I have a nice couple today. I'm not going to disclose their name.
Mm-hmm.
But they booked yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's the 26th, so yesterday would be Tuesday, October 25th. It was dark. It was gloomy.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I don't know when this is going to come out, but if you remember the 25th of October,
2022,
it was a dark, gloomy day.
Yep.
It was cold. It was rainy, half on and half off. They came in. They booked for 4 hours for their on their honeymoon or their anniversary, pardon me.
Okay.
And they're in Hot Springs. They booked for 4 hours. So I told them, you know, it's up to them. They took an hour just to see if they would like it. They didn't like it. They came back. And we're going to do the rest of their time today on a more suitable day. The sun is shining.
I see. Okay.
It's
so
supposed
you...
to get up to 60 or 70 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
We try to stay flexible and fluent with the time and the booking.
Oh, man, that's very good.
People like to book in advance. And you never know what the weather is going to be like. But our policy, our official policy is if you book with us and active nature or active, anything comes up, your time is good for 365 days.
Gotcha.
So you can always come back and rebook again.
Man, I like that. Yep. Flexibility.
We try to stay flexible.
Let the customer, because it's all about having an enjoyable experience.
Right.
So don't make them drive that thing in the rain.
Right. No. We wouldn't make you drive it in the rain. We prefer you didn't.
Or tornado.
Right.
I'm sorry, but you have you booked it. You got to head out
on
the road.
Yeah,
no, they're not. That's not how it is.
No.
You know what? I heard you mention 4 hours.
Right.
We hadn't talked about this.
Okay.
Is that the... a block of time that's generally needed or required?
We have a preset blocks of time.
I got you.
Say,
uh-huh.
Which is 1, 2, 4, 6, and 23 hour blocks. But we can make we can't make custom reservations.
Nice.
If that's what you so require.
Okay, that sounds real flexible as well.
Right.
Okay, good, 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 good. Okay. Anniversaries.
Right.
Dates.
Right.
Honeymoons. Tourists that are here. But let's get back to the people who are listening, because this is who we're talking to today is our Hot Springs friends.
Right.
Folks, what about a challenge yourself to do something a little bit different? Visit SlingshotSpaCity.com and investigate this. This may be something that you fall in love with and do it like once or twice a month.
Right.
I think I'm going to have to. I mean, you asked when this comes out. This is next Monday, so we're working like 4 or 5 days in advance. So over the next number of days, I need to figure out when I can get my wife and we'll go do some.
Yeah,
of
course. Yeah, it'll
be fun.
Come through and see us.
That'd be fantastic. Fantastic. All right. What you said? One of the main questions was, do I have to have a special license? Or can you think of other questions that folks may have?
Yeah. To re-answer that one, no, you don't require any special license.
Right.
Just come in with your valid ID. Insurance is covered.
Okay.
You pay a fee, a $15 fee that covers your insurance for you and whoever your passenger
gotcha.
Is. And it covers collision for the vehicle, and it covers bodily injury up to a certain amount. I'm not even sure exactly what that amount is, so I won't say the number.
Yeah.
But I always get that question about insurance.
Oh, I know one. Okay. Is there a hold on a credit card?
Absolutely.
That way I can't run away with it to, you know, Mexico.
Gotcha. When you come in and you book with us, whatever card you book with, there is a $250 deposit.
Gotcha.
That's totally refundable.
Yeah, yeah. It comes back to you.
I mean, it takes, and I, if you ever come in and book with me, if you ever book with me in the past, I flip the screen around, I show you when I put the hold in, it takes me literally 2 seconds. And then when you come back, I bring you in, and I take you, and I show myself releasing the hold off the card. Long, you know, but, you don't bring it back smashed up. You know,
sure.
Yeah, we're glad to give it back. I always suggest to people, if you want to do a cash deposit, you can walk away with your cash.
Sure. Deal,
depending on your banking institution, how the holds go or whatever they go.
So if I bring it back with just two wheels,
right.
You're keeping the
$250. Yeah, I got to keep the $250 if you bring it back with two wheels.
How would I bring it back with two wheels?
I don't think you make it back with two wheels.
I don't think so.
But if you just so happen to figure out how to bring it back with two wheels, I'd have to keep it just $250.
It'd be kind of impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's good information right there.
Right.
It's real doable.
Right,
this is real doable.
It's not. I don't know. A lot of people see it and just pass us by because you're like, I can't do that. I couldn't afford it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, yes, you can.
Yeah,
you can afford it. It's not crazy. You know, you could get it for an hour for $100, $100 some bucks and some change, like, plus the fee. But
have you ever had someone come back and say, I'm in love with it, I'm gonna buy one?
They say it every day.
Really?
Every day.
Okay, I thought so.
Every
day. Because it looks so nice.
Give me one of these, man. I enjoyed it, and I'm like, yeah, I knew you would. That's my first question when they pull up. How was it's never, it was good. It's always, I gotta give me one of these.
And I see that on the customer reviews.
Right.
So people, please check out SlingshotSpaCity.com, because you want to read what the people who have tried this, you hadn't tried it yet, read what someone else experienced when they tried it.
Right.
And then go visit our good friend Dexter Williams down here in Hot Springs. Or call that phone number. Talk to his mom.
Right.
Maybe she wants to know how you've been behaving down
there.
That's
right. That's right. you can get it. If you call that number 9 times out of 10, you're going to get it.
I got you.
So, Yolanda, if you talk to Yolanda, a lot of people have. I always get teased about it when people come in. Yeah, your mom said, make sure you clean the bathroom in the shop. Make sure you get babe. Make sure the shop is clean in here. So,
hey, Dexter, one more question about your hair.
Gotcha.
Does your mom have prettier hair than you do?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
I got to give it to you.
Okay, good, 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 good.
Your hair is way better than mine.
Yeah, it's pretty. But, you know what, though? You're aerodynamic,
right.
And that's important
right.
on a slingshot.
Right. You know, it's the way you slick it. So it's the kind of grease I use. If I'm going, in a rush, I use the baby oil.
Sure.
You know, I use the coconut oil. And you know, it just depends on where I'm going.
Oh, man. Yeah. Listen, you're a hoot. And I know driving these things will be a hoot. Everybody, give it a chance. I'm telling you, Hot Springs friends, go by and look at them. Just sneak by and look.
That's right.
And your second sneak by, go in and talk.
Just come in and talk to me.
There,
nothing
yeah, yeah.
else. Come and have a conversation. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely, man.
You know.
Hey, phenomenal to talk to you today. Hey, thanks for coming by. What a neat piece of the Spa City that you guys offer.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. This is Dexter Williams, and we have had a ball today.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for hosting.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.